Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. We are studying the life of Simon Peter in a series called Beyond the Shallows. And the main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. In 1886, Robert Louis Stevenson published the book, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And the impact of this book on our modern culture has been so pervasive that we regularly use the term Jekyll and Hyde to describe when someone is living a double life or when competing ideals seem to be exhibited by the same person at the same time. This book tells the story of a man who, on the one hand, does enormous good and at the same time doing shockingly evil things. The Apostle Paul wrote of this idea in Christian experience in Romans 7 when he famously wrote, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but the very thing I hate is what I find myself doing. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand." And if ever there was an embodiment of this good versus evil struggle in the Bible, it would be Simon Peter. He was often a divided man. And while it's easy to be harsh with Peter about his missteps, and when we look at Paul's writings, Peter's life, and our own Christian experience, it seems more common than we would like to admit. Peter is a human being. Sometimes he does well. Sometimes he gets it right. Other times he fails. And it seems that he doesn't just succeed or fail in general. He does both in glorious fashion. One such occasion is found in Matthew 16. Jesus is asking the disciples who people say that he is. And then he follows up that question with, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter, often being the first disciple to answer Jesus' questions, replies with, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." To which Jesus replies, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you build on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." It's an absolutely incredible scene, right? This had to be the pinnacle of Peter's life. He confesses who Jesus is. Jesus affirms him and the confession, promising to build his church with this confession and the man who made it. And yet, this next passage shows us a completely different picture. The following passage, Jesus tells his disciples that he will be going to Jerusalem to die, and Peter pulls him aside to rebuke him, which is a bold thing to do to Jesus. And Jesus' response? He says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." So, which Peter is the real Peter? Do we know? The guy who confesses Christ and is praised by his Lord, or the guy that Jesus says, and the guy that he says he will build, help build his church on? Or is it the guy that God revealed special things to? Or is it the guy that subsequently is called Satan by Jesus and says that he is hindering the work of his master? Do you see what is going on in Peter? It is a classic case of Jekyll and Hyde. And the highs and lows don't stop Peter, as we will see, right? He denies Jesus and he preaches on Pentecost and 3,000 people are saved, all from the same guy. And so the question is, which Peter is the Peter who is following Jesus? Who is the real Peter? Well, what if the answer is both? What if following Jesus is filled with both kind of moments? What if following Jesus means great progress, growth, breakthroughs, light bulb moments, successes, and God-revealed truth? What if that is like what it's like to follow Jesus? But what if it also includes putting our foot in our mouths, falling flat on our faces, being deceived, having breakdowns, being confused, and letting those around us down when it matters the most? If following Jesus is done one step at a time, we will stumble, We will fail. We will fall along the way. But we will also grow and succeed and really learn what it means to live. This is normal Christian experience. The key is to keep going, to keep getting up, and to keep following after Jesus, no matter the highs and no matter the lows. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, in following you, sometimes we feel like Jekyll and other times like Hyde. Thank you that you give us grace in the wins and losses, the breakthroughs and the breakdowns. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and thank the Lord that he is with you in all your highs and lows of following him.